You are now listening to Mike's Opinion, Logic Unleashed.
That's right, you are now listening to the Mike's Opinion podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Today is a special, special episode. It is the Inauguration Eve episode. Today is January 19th. The year is 2021. And before I proceed, I just want to wish the late, great Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. happy birthday. Hopefully you all had a great MLK Day, Martin Luther King holiday, and you celebrated and made yourself more aware, perhaps with some of his speeches. He's so much more than the I Have a Dream speech that we all know and love. So rest in peace, Martin. I don't know how you can if you're aware of what's going on these days, but I definitely wanted to say that out loud. Today, again, is a very special episode. It is the eve of the inauguration of Joe Biden and the historic inauguration of Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, the first black, and she's black and South Asian, female president, or vice president, rather, and could very well end up being our president. So there's that. That's one of the things that makes this particular episode special. There are several things that I will touch on, but I'll just give you a little heads up. One of them being the snub by President Trump of the inauguration. This is the first time, but the first time in a long time, that the current sitting president did not attend the inauguration of the incoming president-elect. So that's going to make this episode special. Again, like I said, Kamala Harris being the first black female vice president. The FBI having to vet and revet the National Guardsmen that will be protecting the inauguration makes this episode very special. There's a celebration, five-part celebration called United America. And tonight, I believe it's 8 p.m. Eastern to 9:30 p.m. Eastern, from 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., there's going to be a focus on blackness. Stacey Abrams is going to speak. Kamala Harris is going to speak. The OJs, Frankie Beverly and Mace. It's going to be a celebration. And I dare say blackness. There's a lot of black people that's going to be in attendance. I'm going to say it's going to be carried on a lot of black networks. So if you get a chance, check that out. I wanted to bring that to everyone's attention. I couldn't really find definitive information, and quite frankly, I didn't look that hard to see if there have been other pandemics raging during an inauguration. So I'm not sure about that, if that's a thing or not. However, it is today and tomorrow. During the inauguration of our 46th president of the United States of America, there is a pandemic at its peak. And I hope it's the peak, but at its most high. And there are variants of the strain, variant strains of the virus. SARS-2, COVID-19, which causes coronavirus. So there's that. And there are false claims about the inauguration circulating that the inauguration's been canceled and President Trump has invoked the Insurrection Act, which is false. But there are articles and false information circulating out there. But the two highlights for me that make this episode, and more importantly, this time that we're living in and tomorrow, are two things. One that I've already mentioned. The first black woman elected to the second highest office in our land, Kamala Harris, But the most important thing that we all need to focus on and be diligent on and report and call and keep our eyes open is the threat to this event all around the nation. And that's why I wanted to do this Inauguration Eve episode and release this the day before. And I waited up to the last minute because any relevant, pertinent, emerging information, I wanted to be able to present it. But I'm going to drop this shortly after midnight, January 19th. You know, I'm recording it. It's just after midnight right now. The threat, as we all saw on January 6th, what happened when the Capitol was stormed, and more videos and information is slowly trickling out about just how dangerous this was, just how hateful the people involved were. I live here in Texas in a suburb of Dallas, and there have been several people here from my local area surrounding small cities that participated, unapologetically participated, and really believed that they were doing something right. Capitol buildings all across our nation are under guard. Washington, D.C. is locked down. And why this is so special to me is because I don't know what's going to happen. I hope and I pray that nothing happens. But as it's slowly trickling out, the information that I talked about January 6th, it seems to appear that not only was the president directly or indirectly involved, definitely indirectly by inciting his base, his people that were there in attendance that day, but there were congresswomen, first year newbies that supposedly may have given tours, reconnaissance tours to check out the layout and the floor plans. There have been firefighters, military people, retired and current. There have been other lawmakers and politicians that were directly involved in the insurrection of January 6th, the overrunning of the Capitol Police. Some of the Capitol Police were involved. So for me, I'm not one to use the word fear lightly. And I'm not going to use it today, because for me, fear is a choice to be fearful. You can be aware. You can be concerned. You can be excited about the situation. But fear not. Be prepared to fight back. But my concern, my real concern, is that some of these National Guardsmen who have supposedly been vetted and re-vetted by the FBI, Secret Service, and other agencies, the ones that are going to be working these events, the National Guardsmen that are going to be working this event, and these outliers, these unhappy haters around our nation will try once again to stop this inauguration tomorrow, January 20th, 2021. So that's why this is a special episode for me. Before I touch a little more deeper on the subjects that I mentioned, I want to say to you, as I always do, I hope you're okay out there. This pandemic is not going away. It's mutating. There's other variants, other strains. And, you know, post-Thanksgiving, post-Christmas holidays, we are seeing numbers of infection rates, numbers of hospitalizations, numbers of deaths at their highest numbers since the beginning of this pandemic. Now, I don't know about anybody else, and I am not one to be paranoid, but I have kept me and my immediate family on lock, okay? We don't go anywhere unless we need to, and those of you who have listened to my show have listened to my podcast, first and foremost, thank you very much for doing so. I appreciate your support. But you know that I want to bring happiness to this planet. And you know how I feel about immunizations. And this virus doesn't seem to be playing. So we already homeschooled. I already officed out of my house. And my wife does not work outside the house. Okay, she keeps the house and she does the homeschooling. So we together all day, every day. We don't rarely leave the house already before the pandemic. And we are happy. We love being around each other. I love my wife. She is my wife and my best friend. And we love being around each other. Okay? So we're fortunate, blessed, lucky, whatever you want to call it. So our exposure opportunity is minimal. Plus, we take the precautions when we do go out. Now, I say that we're not in jail. We're not confined. We do go to the store. You know, we go to the park almost every day, you know, at least 4 times a week, sometimes 7 days a week. You know, I mean, we go out, we do stuff, you know, but our interaction with the public is highly limited, and we spray stuff down, we wash our hands, we social distance, we wear our mask, we take all the due diligence because we do not want to catch the virus. Even though we're all relatively healthy, if we caught it, we should survive it. But man, it seems like people are dying. I have heard reports of morgues overrun. I heard out in L.A. County today or yesterday, I believe, that the environmental people had to get involved because there's too many cremations affecting the air quality. There are refrigerated trucks in cities all across our nation because they don't have any place to put the bodies. Now, I don't know how some people say this is hype. Because all you need to do is go visit a coroner's office, a morgue, or a hospital. And you can go see for yourself. These reports are not false. They're not misinformation. They're facts. Upwards of 24 million people have the virus in the United States. Okay? It's growing. It's not even close to being contained. There's been problems with the virus. The vaccine, getting it out to people, side effects, all of these things. I'm not a gloom and doomer. This will get better. It has to. If you look back historically, we've been through other pandemics. It will get better. But at this point, at this rate, it looks like it's going to get worse before it gets better. But there is an inauguration during this pandemic. And like I said, I hope you're okay out there. I hope you're taking all the precautions. If you happen to be in bed in a hospital listening to me, I hope that you heal expeditiously, quickly, and come back stronger than you were. Okay. So I want to start with the first thing that I mentioned, the snub by 45 of 46. And he said this weeks ago, I'm not going to the inauguration. You know, petty. The definition of petty in any dictionaries from now on should show Donald Trump's face. Because he's like a child. I mean, really? Now, of course, he believes, or at least publicly says he believes, that the election was stolen. That there was rampant fraud. Which, none of which have been proven. Okay? The things that have happened, there's so much that has transpired in these past weeks that it's too much to really mention. From Giuliani's sweaty press conference to Melania Trump's farewell video today, which was bizarre, to say the least. You know, these people are living in another plane of existence, or at least faking it as if they are. But the bitterness, the hatefulness, the spitefulness, it's shameful. Who wants to live like that? You know? I'm so glad I don't. And the people in my family and my friends are not these hateful type of people. You know? I remember, I can't remember this girl's name, but she became an activist. She put out a viral video. And in the video, she said, passionately, she said, that white people in America should be happy that all we want is reparations and not revenge. She didn't use the word reparations, though. I can't remember exactly what she said. Latrice, oh, I can't remember her name. Anyway, but yeah, we don't want revenge. Black people don't want revenge. Latino people, Native Americans, never wanted revenge. We just wanted our fair share, our fair shake, equality. But not Trump and his crew. His crew tried to overrun the Capitol. His crew was violent and filled with hate and animosity and guns, long weapons, long rifles, and ready to kill some shit to get America great again. I always have said, if you've listened to me, I'm not going to become the hater. So no matter how hateful you are, I don't hate you. In fact, I love you. I pray for you that whoever taught you that hate, whoever gave you these misguided notions, that those come out of your heart, that you want to share the world. And I'm not naive. Everybody's not good. All black people are not good. All Latino people are not good. All white people are not good. All Asian people are not good. I'm not naive about that. But I dare say the majority of us are good. I've also said that there may be something fundamentally flawed with human beings as a whole. If you look back historically, why? There's so many wars and bloodshed and death and hate and anger. What's wrong with us? Why can't we get along? This is only the latest iteration of my hypothesis that something may be fundamentally flawed with us. Something's wrong with us. If you've listened to any of my past episodes, you know I'd like to kumbaya. Let's get together around the fire. Let's hold hands. Utopia. Love. Love. Light. Let love rule. I'm a dreamer. And I don't mean DACA. I'm a dreamer, though. I love to dream and vision that world like the good late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King said he had a dream that one day. You know the rest. So that snub by President Trump, it just says so much. But when I first saw it reported, the first thing that came to mind was that was one of many dog whistles that said to his rabid fan base, I'm not going to be there, so do whatever you want. Molotov cocktails, drone bombs, shooting it up, somebody inside the National Guard turning their rifle, you know. And this is why, like I said, I wanted to do this the day before. I want everybody to hear this the day before. Maybe, just maybe, and I don't think my podcast is big enough yet, but just maybe, somebody who's possibly thinking of doing something dangerous will hear me and let me touch their heart. That's why this is a special episode. Don't do it, please. I'm talking directly to you now. If you're thinking of doing something hideous, heinous, horrible, despicable, don't do it. Please do not do it. The world doesn't deserve it. The United States of America doesn't deserve it. And the people taking the offices that are beyond that stage do not deserve your destruction. do not deserve your attempts. It's over. The election is over. Give these people a chance. Give Joe Biden a chance. Give Kamala Harris a chance. Let's see if we can heal this nation. And for those of you that don't think it needs to be healed that way, you think you need to, you know, make America great again, where there's only white dominance, white male dominance, white female dominance, where black people are enslaved, Native Americans are decimated, Latin American people are back in Latin America, South America. That's not what America is about. America is a land of immigrants. There were people living here when you found it. Okay? You've been wrong for centuries. You've been hateful for centuries. You've been murderous for centuries. You've been power hungry for centuries. Your time is up. It's up. It's time for the next chapter to begin. It's time to share the ball on the court. You can't hog that ball no more. It's time to share. Of course, figuratively speaking. But actually speaking, it is time to share. It's time to do the right thing for our environment and our climate. It's time to do the right thing for world peace. It is time to do the right thing to circumvent a civil war. It is time to stop hating for the haters, for the racists, for the bigots. Try love. You know, if you listen to my 7-part series called Healing, the first episode was hate because I spelled out healing and I did a episode for each letter in the word healing. And in that episode, I said, who taught you how to hate? I asked the question, who taught you how to hate? Was it an uncle? Was it your dad? Was it your granddad? Was it a neighbor? Who taught you how to hate? Somebody taught you how to hate. And I say that because children do not come into this world with hate in their heart. We don't. The vast majority of us do not. We come here giggly, unable to do anything. And the people that care for us, that raise us, instill our belief system, our value system. And somewhere along the line, somebody taught you how to hate. Realize that. You can unlearn that. You don't have to be a hater. You don't have to be a racist. You don't have to be a bigot. You can choose to love each and every person you encounter, regardless of their sex, regardless of their sexual orientation, regardless of their race, their culture, their creed. You can. And even the bad ones. And when I say the bad ones, I mean the bad ones, the murderers, the rapists, the child molesters. You can love them too. Of course, even though I love them, I will defend myself if need be. But mostly, I try to send good vibes. I try to pray for the change within them. Yes, for them to become empathetic and apologetic for their past actions. So when President Trump snubbed Joe Biden, I couldn't help but think to myself, why did you do that? Was it a dog whistle? Do you hate what happened that you lost so much that you don't want to be seen in public? He hadn't been doing much since the election. Okay. He hadn't been completely quiet, but he hadn't been doing much. So that is a significant point in this special episode today. I want to move on to something positive. You know, it's been proven, and I think I did an episode about this, about how we as human beings, psychologists, sociologists, psychiatrists, they have all noticed documented that human beings tend to gravitate towards the negative. That's why the news should be called the bad news. And it's a 24-hour news cycle now. I'm old enough to remember when it wasn't. Yeah, I'm older than CNN. Imagine that. But, you know, we're immersed. We're drowned. We're engulfed in negative news, bad news. Every once in a while, they're sticking a good story, you know. But you have to make a conscious effort to see that, take the information needed, and not ingest it and let it become a cancer and turn you into a negative person. You have to fight for your right to party. No, I'm kidding. That's, of course, Beastie Boys. Shout out to Beastie Boys. But you got to fight for your right to be happy, y'all. It's just a fact. It's true. You have to consciously pursue your happiness on a daily basis. And personally, I'll tell you what I do. I read things that are positive. I'm reading two books right now. Meditation. Music is one of the best takeaways for me. It helps me escape and takes me to a happy place and soothes me. You heard that old adage, music calms the savage beast, you know. But spending time with my son, if you don't have children, you know, maybe your aunt or an uncle, you can always adopt, or you can always volunteer at children's hospitals or shelters or schools. But children, they are the light. They bring joy to me. My nieces, oh man, my grandkids, my granddaughters, you know, my son and my daughter, you know, they're just wonderful. And hopefully your significant other, if you have one, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, my wife brings joy to me. She's such a joy and a pleasant person. 95% of the time, she is human. Sometimes I want to just, but you know, for the huge majority of that, you know, she brings a smile to my face, and her smile just lights up my world. So going for a walk sounds so simple, but going for a walk in a park is joyful, relaxing. There are many other ways to find joy, to find some happiness, to interject some happiness. There are many social media platforms where you can just seek out like cat videos. You know, it's just some, whatever you're into, whatever provokes laughter and joy to you. You know, any of the things that I mentioned, but make a conscious effort to do that. Something joyful for me, even though, you know, the courage that it took Barack Obama and to bring his family and walk out there when he won and during his presidency, and the courage that it takes for Kamala Harris to walk out there and not be fearful of a bullet piercing her. To me, that's courage. You know, like Chadwick Boseman living with prostate cancer or colon cancer and not telling anybody and doing these physically demanding roles. That's courage. That's courage. So for me, one of the highlights, one of the happiness as a black man living in America is watching Kamala Harris. And a lot of people complain, oh, she ain't black enough. They said that same thing about Obama. He ain't black enough. Well, she black enough for me. And I'm not a racist. I love everybody, but it is wonderful knowing the history of this nation to see someone that looks like me, someone that looks like my mother, that looks like my grandmother, representing our country as the vice president. A female as the vice president. It's tremendous. It's wonderful. You know, she's got so many connections, and I don't have any qualms that she's married to a white man. Love comes in all colors. And you don't never know who you're going to love. And if you find real love and true love, it may not come in someone that's the same race as you. It's just that simple. It might not come with somebody that's the That's the opposite sex of you. You know, so big ups, big props, shouts out to Kamala Harris. I pray you safe out there. I pray that you are okay tomorrow during the inauguration and throughout your vice presidency and possible presidency. The FBI and the Secret Service made a point to vet and reconfirm the status and opinions of the National Guard troops that will be protecting the inauguration. I found that paired with the earlier statement from the Joint Chiefs of Staff last week, bizarre and very concerning and alarming. Last week, the Joint Chiefs of Staff issued a statement, of course, condemning the insurrection of January 6th and reinforcing the patriotism amongst the ranks. The fact that they had to publicly say that was alarming to me. Once again, I'm not a doomsdayer, but could you imagine for a second if even the tiniest portion of military personnel decided to turn against us? And even the slightest coordinated effort? Man, I shudder to think about it. But you can't not think about stuff. You can't not ponder. You can't not consider just because it's awful. You got to be prepared. And the only way to be prepared is to consider the possibilities, no matter how horrific they may be. So I found that just like, wow, right? Whoo, man. As I mentioned earlier too, the United America celebration is going to be happening. And I really hope that that's going to be, you know, wonderful and go off without a hitch. There are going to be several stars, if you will. You know, then celebrating the resiliency of Black people, in America in particular. And like I said, Kamala Harris is going to be there, talking and speaking. House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn is going to be there. You know, he was definitely an ally of Biden in, I think it was, South Carolina. Yeah. Stacey Abrams. I was going to be talking Cedric Richmond, Cory Booker, the brother, Raphael Warnock from Georgia, the freshman senator is going to be in the house. Bunch of sororities, battle of the bands. Like I said, it's hard to not call this a Black event because there's so much Blackness here. And it makes you so proud. You don't understand, for those that are not Black, things have been so tragic for us historically. And when you saw Obama and his Black family, I mean, there's just been these fantastic glimpses of hope that inclusion might be within reach. Make no mistake, though, we have a long, long, long way to go. But I definitely wanted to bring that up. Like I said, it's supposed to be first of five parts. You know, Uniting America, or America United, five-part program over the next few days. And so keep an eye out for that, because like I said, it's going to be televised tonight. It's first part, 8 p.m. Eastern. And I'm not promoting this. I'm not getting paid by anybody yet. Of course, I don't have any sponsors. I've declined a couple, but, I'm not promoting this. I'm not getting paid to say this, is what I'm telling you. My podcast is still relatively new. It's less than a year old. Excuse me. And I'm not getting paid. While I'm on that, just real quick, just let me interject. Please support the show. like, share, comment, follow, do all that. And if you have the ability monetarily to do so, please do so. I need equipment. I need the ability to get the word out there. There's so much that I want to do with this show, but for those of you who haven't produced a podcast, just let me be the first to tell you, it costs more than just time. It costs money. And that's real talk. So please take a minute. Like, share, and do it everywhere, not just one place. Because I am literally everywhere. I put it out everywhere. You know, the iTunes, Apple, Spotify, Google, anywhere you get podcasts, I'm there. You can find the Mike's Opinion Podcast. Okay? YouTube. I don't have a lot up there, but follow what's there. Like it. Subscribe, please. And if you do want to send me any, like, new mics, computers, cables, headphones, like, and even advice how to make the show better, because I know sometimes the audio is you know, but just shoot me an email at mikesopinionshow@gmail.com. That's mikesopinionshow@gmail.com. I'll send you the address where you can send it to me. If you want to contribute monetarily, because right now I'm using what's called a value for value system. If you find any value in my podcast, show the value back to me, please. If you click on in any podcast player, wherever you get your podcast, there's show notes. Click on the show notes. In all the show notes, there's Venmo, PayPal, Cash App. If you need some other way, and like I said, you need my address, you want to mail me a regular old check or a shoebox full with cash. Man, wouldn't that be great? That would be fantastic. Anyway. Thank you so much for supporting me any way you can. I appreciate it. Moving on. This inauguration, January 20th, 2021, inauguration of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Former Senator Kamala Harris, by the way, who resigned yesterday from the Senate. And of course, former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Joe Biden are going to be inaugurated to a sea of nobody. Barack Obama's inauguration had people from the Capitol steps all the way down to the monument. Okay. The numbers for Trump's inauguration have been debated. There's been different photos and whatnot. The National Mall may not have been as crowded as he would have liked it to be. But this inauguration was already going to be limited due to this horrible coronavirus pandemic. But now it's going to be virtually nobody. And I'm interested to see how they're going to capture this on video. You know, it will go on regardless. And even though there won't be massive crowds. And let's be clear, the power of the crowd is just that. It is powerful. If you've watched any of these sporting events that are crowdless with the fake crowd noise, you know, the crowd noise, you know, that kind of, you know, makes you feel more comfortable. But every once in a while, those cameras will pan up into the stands, and when they're empty, it makes you feel some kind of way, doesn't it? I know it does for me. It's like, oh man, where are people at? Now, some of these stadiums, like for instance, Sunday's football games, playoffs, you know, Brady Breeze, you know, Tom Brady's going again. He's still at it. And the other games, they allow some stands, some fans in the stands. I almost said some stands in the fans. Some fans in the stands. You know, in limited capacity. And it's funny how, you know, just a few thousand people can make a whole lot of noise. But it changes the feel of the event. People matter, even in an audience attendance capacity. So that's going to be missed. That is going to be missed. The cheers and the noise of a crowd, you know, as the speech echoes throughout the National Mall from the Capitol steps. So Yeah, that's something. I wanted this to be a short episode. Actually, it's longer than what I thought it was going to be. But the last thing that I noticed today that I wanted to bring up for this special inauguration or pre-inauguration, inauguration eve episode, was the things that are circulating online about the inauguration being canceled. I don't know if you've seen this, but the haters have put out false information that the inauguration has been canceled and President Trump has invoked the Insurrection Act, which allows him to stay in office. Now, like I said, as I'm recording this, it is shortly, well, actually about 12:45 Central Time, Inauguration Eve. Like I said, I wanted to wait to the last minute to put this out. So there's no telling what could happen later today. Today is January 19th. It is Inauguration Eve. I would not be completely surprised if something happened that allowed him to invoke this Insurrection Act and try to stay in office. Desperate would be an understatement if this happens. You know, these people are vile. This is different from when, you know, Democrats sued in past elections. This is different than when Democrats lost the election. We still conceded, but we fought. There was no insurrection. There was no incitement. There was no rampant denialism. So that's not apples to oranges, what's going on here. I mean, apples to apples. This is not apples to apples. It's not even apples to oranges. Okay? It's not even fruit to fruit. To me, it's sane to crazy as fuck, if you ask me. I think you know who's who, in my opinion. But don't believe everything you read online, y'all, especially that the inauguration has been canceled, because it has not. The inauguration will continue. As of this moment that I'm aware, you know, let me just check the news real quick while I say that. Something may have happened in this crazy world we live in. Nope. We're still going. We're still good. We're still on track. So I wanted to chime in today because of so much that's going on. And it's Inauguration Eve. I will do some brief edits and then I will release this. I usually don't release it till the daytime, but I'm releasing this tonight. So it'll be out there. Like I said, please share this with somebody that may have hate in their heart. And please, you know, the power of positive thinking. But the power of collective positive thinking has been proven to be effective. And that's not comparable with remote viewing. That's different. But when we all think about the same thing positively together, we can affect change. And some people go, no, we can't. Yes, we can. I'm trying to tell you we can. So let's send out your positive vibes to these United States of America and centralize that positivity towards the United States Capitol steps on January 20th and focus it there. Okay? Secondarily, if that's a word, or in secondary fashion, focus it to all the other capitals and government buildings around our great nation, where people are gathering armed. Gathering armed with guns and all types of firearms and bulletproof vests and oxygen mask. For what? For what? Please stay safe out there. Please stay healthy out there. Again, God bless the world. God bless our nation. Let's pray that the inauguration of the first Black vice president and our 46th president of these United States go off safely and without a hitch. I'm Mike, and you've been listening to the Mike's Opinion Podcast. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much for listening to Mike's Opinion. Logic Unleashed.